Today is November 14, 2006. The time is currently 19:40 hours. Detective Scott Peterson, identification number 2238. And I'm speaking to AMR Ambulance. Heather, did you respond to a call of a gunshot victim at 2?
Yes, I did.
What time, who were you working with this evening?
Kristen, EMT partner.
Okay. Now, what unit were you in, Mr.?
452.
Okay. Now, at approximately what time did you and Mr. receive the call of this shooting victim?
1823.
Okay. When you received the call, can you tell me how the call was dispatched to you, what information was provided to you?
We're actually inside Borders, so it was a little broken.
Borders, the bookstore?
Bookstore in Thousand Oaks.
Okay.
So when we were walking out, we heard there was a gunshot victim. They gave the address of the cross streets, which I don't know, and to stand by for SO.
Okay. So you got this information over your walkie-talkie, yes, as opposed to your unit radio. Okay. Any other information provided to you en route to the scene?
Actually, we initially got dispatched with a different engine, engine 34. Engine 31 was on a call nearby, so they were talking about switching calls. So the only thing I could hear was that we're actually getting engine 31 and squad 31 instead of engine 34.
Okay. Now, at approximately what time did you guys arrive on scene and stand by for SO?
1830. We actually got cleared. We were told over the radio before we got there that we were clear to enter.
Okay. Do you know about what time that was?
No. I just know it was when we were en route.
Okay. And
we're about halfway there.
Okay. And about approximately what time did you and Mr. Simpson arrive on scene?
1830.
Now, what I want to do is I want to go through this very methodically, very slowly, and in chronological order so I don't lose anything, okay? When you arrived on scene, what were your actions when you first got there? First off, were you driver or passenger?
I was driving.
You were driving. So where did you park your ambulance at the scene?
We saw, actually, engine 34 was parked out on Los Feliz.
34?
34s. We pulled into the driveway of the apartment complex. We saw engine 31 and squad 31 parked in front of it.
There's the apartment complex?
In the apartment complex. Okay. There's like a roundabout. Mm-hmm. Squad 31 was kind of in that roundabout. There was also, we could see SO was on scene. So I pulled past the engine, but not next to the squad. So it was in between the squad and
engine 34 or 31?
31.
Okay. After you parked, what did you do next?
I told Chris to only grab the gurney because the squad was on scene. We won't need our gear. As I was walking, going to walk towards where I saw everybody was to the left side.
To the left side of the scene?
Of where I parked.
Okay, to the left of where you parked your ambulance.
Yes.
Okay.
I saw a firefighter coming from their engine to the scene with a backboard.
Okay.
And everybody else, I walked up. There was Nick, the fire paramedic. Looked like he was going to intubate. Intubate the victim. He was unconscious and unresponsive. I looked around to see if there was anything I needed to do. I asked what they wanted me to do because they were in control of the scene medically.
The fire paramedics.
Jeff went to the fire paramedic, was looking for an IV on his right side.
On the victim's right
side? On the victim's right
side.
On his arm?
Okay.
And he asked if I could look for an IV on the left side of his arm.
I'm going to stop you right there. When you got on scene, was the shooting victim, how was his body positioned?
He was lying with his head towards like where we parked, his feet the opposite way, on his back. And I was told there was 4 gunshots fired, and he was hit once.
Okay. Now, was this information provided to you as you were arriving on scene or when you got to the scene?
When I got to the scene.
Do you remember who provided you that information?
I'm not sure. I think it was a firefighter.
That's okay. Now, when you initially saw the shooting victim, how was he dressed?
He was shirtless, and he had his pants on with shoes.
What kind of pants?
Black pants. Jeans.
Jeans, okay.
And a belt.
And what kind of shoes was he wearing?
Some white sneaker type tennis shoe.
Okay.
My supervisor.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm not sure we're giving statements to detectives.
When you first saw the victim, could you see where the gunshot wound was located on his body?
I could see one. It was above the right clavicle, which is his collarbone.
Mm-hmm.
And couldn't see any other obvious wounds to him.
Okay. Now, after you saw the victim and you received the information from the fire department, what did you do next?
I just looked around and saw that he was unconscious and unresponsive. They asked if I could look for an IV as well. So I went to his left side and started looking for an IV.
On his left arm?
On his left arm.
Okay. Now, were there any weapons laying around the area where the victim was laying?
No, not that I noticed.
Not that you noticed. So you're looking for this vein in his left arm, and what happens next?
I get an IV. I suck him twice.
Go ahead.
452. Hey, what's going on? I'm giving statements to detectives about RGSW. Yeah. We're recovering. Yeah. Yes. Yes, perfect. Okay. 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 Yes, I'm doing predator recorded statement. I gotta go. Okay. Sorry.
That's okay.
So, medication.
So you got the IV started, and what happened after you got the IV started?
I made sure it was flowing.
Okay.
Somebody had asked to cut off the rest of his clothes, so when I was looking for the IV, someone had cut up his pants from the front to just to the waist.
Now, when you say they cut up his pants, are you referring up the pant leg?
Yeah, up the pant legs.
Do you know who did that cutting?
A firefighter. I'm not sure which one.
So you see the pants have been cut. Did you notice anything at that time?
Not at that time. The other fire medic was still trying to get another IV because it was a trauma, so we like to have two.
Okay.
They were making sure the intubation tube was good. I took off
the fire paramedic.
Okay. I took off his shoes and socks, was kind of looking at his legs. I asked my partner, who was just standing over by the gurney, for a pair of scissors so I could finish cutting up his pants.
Okay.
I cut him up all the way through the waist, and I cut off his underwear. Still looking for any more wounds.
And let me stop you right there. What kind of underwear was he wearing?
Boxers, stripes.
What color?
Multicolor stripe, white.
Okay. So when you cut up his pants, you cut where the firefighter or whoever ended the cut on the pant legs, and you went the rest of the way up over the waist, so actually the pant legs could be moved to the side, exposing his groin area.
Exactly, open, like butterfly, completely open.
Did you notice anything once the pants were opened?
Not when they're open, no.
Okay. So you make these cuts, you open up the pant legs and the boxers.
Underwear. Yes. And we're getting ready to slide the patient onto the backboard.
You say we. You and
the fire paramedics and the other firefighters from the engine.
Okay.
So Jeff and I kind of lifted the left leg.
Okay.
And Jeff kind of pulled the pants to the right side of him.
From his left leg?
I was lifting his left leg. Jeff was on the right side of the patient.
Okay, you're still on the left.
Yeah, I'm still on the left. So I was just kind of lifting up a little bit, and Jeff was pulling the pants out to the right side.
Okay.
His legs. And then that's when we both were like, there's a gun.
Okay, you say there's a gun. Where was the gun located when you first saw it?
It was on top of the pants. So if your pants were on, it would be like in your waistband.
Okay, so it's in your waistband. Now, was it on the front of his body or the back of his body?
On the back of his body.
Okay. So, would it be correct for me to say that, based on the way you saw it, that the gun might have been placed in his waistband behind his back?
Yes.
Okay. Now,
on the inside of his pants.
Okay. When you say inside of pants, are you referring to inside a waistband or fully pushed down inside the pants from the waistband?
Yes, fully inside the pants.
What kind of gun was it? Do you know?
A large automatic solid black handgun.
Okay. I'm going to show you the firearm I have. This is an automatic. Did it resemble this one?
Yes.
Was it as large as the gun that I'm carrying?
Yes.
Yes. Did you happen to note if the gun appeared to have been fired at all?
I don't know.
Okay. Was there anything unusual about the gun?
No.
Okay, now was the gun, like mine is right now, ready to fire, or was the slide locked back?
No, it was ready to fire.
Okay. Now, when you saw the gun, what did you say?
I said, Jeff and I both said, there's a gun. Someone, I don't know who, said, don't touch it. And we're just like, that's no problem. Someone walked, because there's a car parked to the right side of him.
Of the victim?
Of the victim.
Okay.
Someone, a deputy, walked over and stood by the gun.
So when you guys, when you and Jeff were removing the pants and you saw the gun, did Jeff continue to remove the pants all the way and take the gun with the pants?
Yeah, they were coming with the pants anyways.
Okay.
So we initially stopped and they just said, don't touch anything. We did move a little bit further away so we could move the patient without disturbing anymore. But we just left it right where we saw it, lying on top of the clothing.
Now, did this deputy come and retrieve the firearm?
Yeah, well, first it came and stood by, and I heard something about pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't know, I didn't see him pick it up, but there was two deputies over by it.
Okay, so when you last saw the gun, was it still on top of the backboard that the victim was lying on?
On his clothes.
On his clothes.
It was on his clothes.
So the clothing had been fully removed from his body along with the gun, and that was on the ground?
It was on the ground.
Okay.
Because yes, we were going to move him onto the backboard, and we don't want all that stuff underneath him.
Understood. So you see the gun. The officers are dealing with that situation. What do you do next?
We rolled him onto his right side to check for any wounds on his back. Did not find any. We rolled him back onto his back, kind of picked him up and slid him up onto the backboard,
mm-hmm.
and strapped him in, put him on the gurney, strapped him into that, and walked him to the ambulance.
Okay. I take it you transported him from the scene directly here to Los Robles Regional Medical Center, ER?
Yes, we did.
Okay. On the way here, how did you guys respond? Code 3 or just driving?
Code 3.
Okay. Who was driving and who was in the back?
Chris Simpson, my partner, was driving. Nick Clear and Jeff Winter, both the fire paramedics on Squad 31. They were in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Nick was controlling the airway, bagging the patient,
mm-hmm.
the intubation, and Jeff and I were still continuing to look for a secondary IV site.
Okay. Was there any deputies in the vehicle with you?
No.
Okay. Was there any deputies following you in a marked black and white?
Not that I had noticed.
Okay. When you, on the way here to the hospital, was there ever a time where the shooting victim went into full arrest or had heart failure or had to have CPR performed on him?
No, we were just controlling his breathing.
Okay.
Only.
Okay.
He had a heartbeat and a rhythm the whole time.
And when you got here, how long do you think it took you to get from the scene to Los Robles ER?
7 or 8 minutes.
Okay. Any time during the time you were left the scene to the time you got to Los Robles, did the suspect victim ever gain consciousness again?
No.
Okay. At any time at the scene, did the suspect victim ever gain consciousness?
No.
Okay. So there was never any statements made by the suspect?
None whatsoever.
Okay. When you got here to the hospital, if you could briefly explain to me what your actions were here at the hospital.
Sure. We switched the oxygen bottles for the bagging. We wheeled him inside. I went to open the door. Everybody else was pushing the gurney. Put him into room 6 with on the backboard still. And Nick was giving report to the nurses to transfer over care.
Okay. And so at that point, the hospital staff takes over medical treatment?
Right.
Okay. Is there anything I haven't asked you that you feel I should know?
No.
All right.